everybody. Welcome to Live from the Backseat. It's your girl, Simone. We are here for a hot box. It's been a while since I did a hot box episode. But I'm here. Jesus, child, I've been stressed. I'm gonna cut right to the chase with you. This episode is probably not about to be as like cheery as some of my other ones, because today I'm pretty much here to vent about motherhood. I'm gonna be 100% honest, and I'm gonna just lay it right out on the table. I just feel like I need to vent about motherhood, and while I feel like some of y'all are probably gonna judge me for this, I'm just gonna let it out there because I know at least one or two of y'all gonna feel me on this. You feel me? So, yeah. So, basically, because it's been a minute since we chit-chatted, right? Like, me and my son moved. We have a really nice house now. It's a great time. He's back in school. He just started like a week or two ago. He's 4 years old now. It's just, you know, lots of changes. I'm back in school full-time while running the business full-time while single momming. So it's been a lot. It's been hectic. I'm just stressed. Basically, I'm fucking stressed. School is fucking stressful. I'm fucking stressed. Like, I'm happy as shit. I'm healthy as shit. But girl, this semester is getting to a close and I'm fucking stressed, okay? So that's just basically where we're at. We're at stressed mommy mode. And lately, and not even just lately, like I won't even say just lately, like honestly, like the past like 6 months of motherhood have just been really challenging for me. Like, it's just been really, really stressful, and I've been dealing with a lot of mom guilt. And I know we all deal with mommy guilt, like whether you're, you know, a mommy who's married, or you're a single mommy, or like whatever, we all deal with mom guilt. And that shit is really fucking tough, yo. That shit is really, really, really fucking tough to deal with. And it's just so much. I mean, okay, where do I start? I guess for me lately, I've been feeling the most mom guilt around like my work-life balance, because right now I'm on a mission from God. I'm trying to pursue my God-given soul mission, and I'm on a mission from God to make certain things happen this year, because like I feel it, like this is my time, like this is that moment for me, right? The truth is, your kids are the enemies of your fucking progress. It makes no sense, because kids are expensive and they want all the things, but they also hate when you have to work. And I understand that. I know that's all our kids. I know that's just a thing. I get it. But the thing is, right now I'm at a point in my life where it's like, I want to do my work. I want to do my work. Like, for the first time in my life, I don't have to focus on running a huge household and like all these things. Like, I can just kind of focus on me and my child and my purpose, which is great. But it's just very frustrating, because it's like I'm trying to do all these things to give my son a great, wonderful life, and like, because he's too young to like understand the bigger picture, he's just like, but I want attention right now, right this instant, forget work. And I'm just like, you trying to stand in the way for me accomplishing what I have to accomplish does not help anything. You're making mommy feel horrible. And the thing is that like, toddlers are assholes. Like, I'm just gonna come out here and say it. Like, toddlers are not that nice. They're fucking Sour Patch Kids. Like, they're really sweet, but the minute they don't get what they want, like, they're mad mean. Like, they're just fucking mean and grumpy sometimes. And I definitely realized, like, my son is a little bit spoiled. And I know that that's my fault, because I guess, as a single mom, a lot of the times the way I try to compensate with the mom guilt is by like spoiling him. Like, I'm not gonna lie, because it's like, I do feel guilty that he doesn't have like the same situation as like a two-parent household. Like, I do feel guilty that I have to, you know, be the provider and be the mommy. Like, I know these aren't things I should feel guilty for, but it doesn't mean that I don't feel guilty. You feel me? Like, I fully understand why my 4-year-old wishes I could be a regular mom like other moms, and like wishes that I could just focus on being his mom. But like, I don't have that luxury. Like, that's not the way my life is set up, right? And so I do overcompensate sometimes with like spoiling him, like getting him surprises and presents. And like, also a lot of times, like, if you're a single mom to a boy, I know you will understand this. Or if you're a boy who was raised by a single mom, boys, when it's just their mom, like, they really be fucking trying shit. Like, they really act up. And I know that all kids like try it with their moms, but like, something about, for sons, like not having that constant like dominant male presence to like kind of like good cop bad cop with mom, and to kind of like play that disciplinarian role, bitch, that shit is fucking crazy. Them niggas be wildin', like, for real, for real. Like, my son is at a point right now where the only person that he's actually scared of, or not like, or like respects, basically, is his dad or my dad. Like, he doesn't give a fuck what I say. He wants all the smoke. He does not give two fucking shits. The only time he gives a shit is when his daddy around or my daddy's around, and they don't live with us. So, you feel me? That shit is mad difficult. And I'm not gonna lie, like, sometimes I just be fucking tired. Sometimes I'm tired, I'm anxious, I'm overwhelmed. I'm anxious right now as I'm recording this shit. And sometimes I just be wanting him to shut the fuck up. Sometimes I just want my child to shut the fuck up. I don't want to have to deal with the crying. I don't want to have to thug it out for the temper tantrum. Like, I just want that shit to fucking stop, because my head feels like it's gonna explode. So I give the nigga what he wants sometimes. You feel me? Sometimes I give my kid what he wants, and he a little spoily because I'm trying. So I recognize him being a little spoiled is my fault, and I gotta, you know what I'm saying, kind of pump the brakes on that and try to, like, I don't even know. And that's half of what it is. Like, half the time with parenting, you just don't even know. Like, there's so many things I do know about parenting, but there's so many things I don't know about parenting. And I only know that I don't know those things as those things arise, right? And like, yeah, basically, so I've just been dealing with a lot of mom guilt, and then I overcompensate by spoiling the shit out of my son. And now that he's 4, it's catching the fuck up to me, bitch. It's catching up, okay? It's catching up to me, and like, it's just very stressful. And a lot of times it's like, I am frustrated with my son. Basically, I'm at the point in motherhood right now where, like, every moment I spend with my child, I'm counting down the moments until they're either going to sleep or going to another adult's responsibility and care for a few hours, because being around my kid is the most anxiety inducing thing for me right now, because he has all these questions and he has all these demands and he has all these wants. And, you know, he's seeing other kids with 2-parent households, and he's around other kids with 2-parent households, and he's like, you know, well, I want that too. And why can't we do that? And just asking me all these things and expecting all these things that I'm like, adulting is really hard. Mommy is one person, boo-boo. She is trying. And don't get me wrong, his dad has been a lot more helpful lately. He is trying his best to step up and grow up. Better late than never. So fuck it. But nigga, that shit don't make it, you know, it don't make it that much easier for me, because the level of help I need versus like what's there is just not always the thing. So it's just very frustrating. Like, it's just very frustrating because he's just always demanding. He's always asking questions. I don't always have the answers. He literally is a miniature me with the same fucking attitude. And like, I know all y'all parents can relate out there, because having a mini you is fucking wild. Like, woo, simmer down. Like, ah. But also, I know I do that too. But also, calm down, okay? And like, it's just a lot. And so I think for me, I just, like, I'm always so stressed when I'm around him, because he's just, like, a huge anxiety trigger right now. Like, anything I enjoy doing or that calms me down is automatically unenjoyable when I'm around my son. Like, it's just, not to say he's sucking the joy out of things, but just a little bit. Just a little bit. And it's, once again, it's not his fault. Like, he's 4 and he's rambunctious and he's, like, I have all this energy, I want to do all these things, and my energy level just isn't there because I'm like literally working all day, every day, from the time I wake up at 5 a.m. until the time I go to sleep at 10 p.m., with maybe a few breaks, maybe 3 hours worth of break in between that. And it's a lot. It's intense, and my energy level just isn't there. Like, when I do have a moment, I want to take it for myself because I want to stay healthy and maintain my health. But it's kind of like my kid is regularly like, fuck your health. And it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And I understand he is a quality time touch baby. So he's like, give me all the touch, be touching me all day long. Give me all of your attention at every moment. And I'm just like, mommy would love a few minutes to have her thoughts in her brain. And he don't be giving me that. He don't be giving me that. Sometimes I really just want my thoughts to be like, I just want to be inside my head. And he just, right now, he's not giving me that. And I understand that he's trying. I understand that I'm trying and we're both trying. And I know that I am asking from sacrifice for him because I'm asking him to deal with this unbalanced work-life situation right now so that I can get my business off the ground and so I can get our lives to a financially stable and secure place. And it is just so fucking hard. It is so hard. Oh my God, it is just so hard. And I'd be feeling so fucking guilty, but it's like, I shouldn't feel guilty about my work. I shouldn't feel guilty about loving my work. I shouldn't feel guilty about chasing my purpose. I shouldn't feel guilty about doing what's been thrusted upon me, which is I have to be the provider for our family as well as being the nurturer. Like, I shouldn't feel guilty for all these things, but I still do. But I still fucking do, because this shit is fucking hard. Adulting is hard. Adulting with a child is doubly hard. Adulting with a child by yourself, triple that, bitch. Triple that. That shit is fucking insane. And it's just like, it's a lot. And sometimes I just be like, damn, yo, I need a fucking break. And lately, that's just how I felt, like, all the time. Like, I don't really know, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really here today with, like, many solutions because I don't really know. I'm kind of trying to figure out myself, like, how do I prioritize myself and my health and my mission while still being the best mom to my son? And how do I, you know, create discipline with my son, who really fucking needs it, to be honest? How do I?
Of course, my camera just cut off in the middle of recording because
the devil really be playing with me, y'all. He really be trying it, okay? Fucking A. Anyways, as you can see, I'm in a space in my life right now where there's constant inconvenience and there's a lot of stressors and constant pressures, and my child has all these expectations and I'm trying to live up to all these expectations, and it's not really his fault he has these expectations, because I set these expectations, because when he was born, I was like, I'm gonna give my son the same quality of life as a kid with two stable, responsible, mature parents that are together. I was like, I'm gonna give him that, but I'm gonna do it as 20 something me. Okay? So I'm the one who set these high ass expectations, and that is my fault. That is my fault. And I understand, I'm so blessed to have a child who, like, is very adaptive. I will say that my son is wonderful. He is smart, he is sweet, he is kind, you know, he's very rational and logical for his age. He has a bunch of wonderful pluses. He's just, you know, a four-year-old, and four-year-olds are annoying, and my brain literally does not have the fucking capacity. Like, I do not have the capacity. And so, yeah, just because of this, I be guilty all the time, and I be feeling like shit. And for the first time in my life, I feel, like, inadequate as a mom. I feel, I feel inadequate, and I feel insecure about it, and I feel very vulnerable. And, like, I don't know, for the first time, I guess, over the last 6 months, I've been feeling so inadequate as a mom, because it's like, no matter what I do to make my son happy, like, he's not happy enough. Or, like, maybe that doesn't sound right, but then maybe even me saying that statement that way, like, can give me a mirror to reflect, because it's maybe not so much that he's, like, not happy enough, but it's, like, he's happy for a second, and then it's, like, okay, what's the next thing? Like, do more. And I'm just, like, you can't just chill and be grateful right here?
You not good with this? You need more? Because I just busted my ass to get you this, nigga. Goddamn. Like, that's what the fuck it is. The nigga's always like, can I get some more? And I'm just like, can you be happy for what the fuck you got? Can you do that first? And so it's just a lot. Like, I just be stressed the fuck out. I'll be tired. I'll be trying to live my best life. And then I feel guilty for living my best life. But then it's also like, I'm 27 years old. And up until now, I have never been able to live my best life. Because I have spent my entire adulthood raising children that are not my own. I raised my brothers from the time I was 20 or 19 up until literally 6-7 months ago or whatever. 9 months ago. Like, so for me, it's literally like, can a bitch get a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? Can I get a little bit of me time? Like, can I matter? Please? Fucking please? Can I matter for, like, just a little bit of time in my life? Like, just a little bit. And that's really all I'm trying to do. But, like, I just be feeling so guilty for it because my child makes me feel guilty. And then, you know, there are mom shamers that are, you know, usually fucking old-ass, miserable-ass, bitch-ass moms. I said what I said. That make mean fucking comments. Like, there's been, like, one woman in her 40s who, our kids are the same age, and she's a neighbor at my dad's house, who was like, well, why don't you, you know, where's your mommy and daddy? And like, just trying to make my child feel bad because I'll be working so much. And it's just like, you're a fucking bitch, but also like fucking cunt. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? They're like, I'm the type of person where I really try not to care what people think, but like, it's hard trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know what I'm saying? It's hard trying to, it's hard. It's really, really hard. Shit is not fucking easy, yo. Like, and I know that, like, I know I'm built for it. I know I'm strong. But, like, nigga, I just be wanting my child to understand sometimes, and he don't, but it's also not his place to. So it's just like, what do we do, you know? Because, like, you're a kid. You're not gonna understand. Also, you didn't choose to be born, and you didn't choose this fuck-ass situation. So while I wish you would be kinder to the fact that I am literally bending over backwards, busting my fucking ass to give you a good life and opportunity and to put a smile on your face all the time, like, you're four. And you're not always going to understand that because toddlers are fucking selfish and self-centered, and it just, like, it is what it is. And so, oh, damn, yo, this shit just be mad stressful. It just be mad stressful, and I be feeling mad guilty a lot of the time. You know, I do always try to be like, okay, how can we work through this? Let's be productive. So I did brainstorm some ways to cope that I'm going to try, and that if you're a mommy struggling with mom guilt, you could try too. So let me get my little list out. Okay. So ways to cope with mom guilting that I have so far come up with. Remembering that it's temporary. This one actually does help me a lot, because a lot of times I be calling my mommy crying because of my child, you know what I'm saying? Which is just another, you know, mirror of motherhood, because my mom is also stressed and struggling and be busting her ass and going through her own shit, but here I am, her grown-ass child, calling her crying because my child is being a fucking asshole and making me late to everything and trying to stop me from going to work and fighting with me and kicking and screaming and stomping and slamming doors and it's so much. And so then I call my mom crying because my kid made me cry. But one thing my mom always tells me when we're on the phone is, my mom be like, he's gonna grow out of this. Like, the toddler phase is a fucking nightmare. And I'm sure that there are moms who are not gonna agree with me on this. There's some of y'all who are gonna be like, oh my God, this is the best time ever. You should just enjoy hugging and loving your little one. They're only gonna be this little for once, and you should just... I hear you, Susan, but that's a privilege to be able to enjoy that shit. Because where I'm at, I cannot enjoy this phase. It's intense. It's a lot. Woo! It's too much. It's too much for me. I'm not having fun here. I don't like. So, because I don't like it and ain't no amount of fucking sweet mind fucking that's gonna make me like this toddler phase, I hate it here 100%. I do not like the toddler stage at all. What my mom be telling me is that it's temporary. He is gonna grow up out of a toddler stage and he's not gonna be as emotionally dependent upon me, and he's not gonna be as volatile in his reactions to everything, and it will get better. So, if you're like me, and sometimes you hate it here because you really want to live your best life, and your sweet little angel is hell bent on getting in the way of that, just remind yourself that it's temporary. And if you stop having kids, you'll get out of it soon enough. That's what I keep telling myself. I'm like, if I just stop having kids, then like we could do this like a bid and then, you know, go live our best life in our 40s and 50s. And that's really, I'm really contemplating that now, because I'm not gonna lie, this experience with single motherhood, while very transformative and very empowering, and has definitely saved my life and put me on the right path, it is also kind of traumatizing. Just a little traumatizing. And I don't really want to do this again. I don't ever want to be stuck as the sole responsibility person for a wee small human. It's just, I don't want to do that anymore. So, something I try to remind myself is that it's temporary. I'm not going to be a single mama forever, because maybe I'll get married one day, and if I don't, my kid's gonna grow up and then I'll have my life back, so it's fine. Second coping idea, something that I definitely need to practice more, and if you want to be my accountability partner in this and practice with me, holla at your girl, but not seeking validation from our kids, because they're toddlers. They're small humans. They are not here to validate us. Kids are not here to validate us. But because you are a human, me, you, I am the you, we are one right now, right? Because us as parents and as moms, like, we're human beings too with our own egos, I think we can easily just, like, it's natural to want some type of validation from your kids, some signal that, like, you're not fucking up and, like, doing a horrible job. Because I know if y'all are anything like me, like, yo, I swear I'm fucking up all the time. Like, I literally most of the time am just sitting there like, I think I'm doing everything wrong, and I really hope I'm not destroying my kid for when they're an adult. I'm so sorry if I am. I'm really trying not to, but also that little mistake I made today, maybe it fucked you up for life. I don't know. If you're like me, you know what I'm saying? That's where your head probably goes. And one thing I can say is, like, I've recognized I really need to stop looking to my kid for any type of parenting validation or, like, reassurance. Because at the end of the day, like, children are fickle. Like, they're fickle and they're egocentric. And, like, that's what it is. So rather than, like, falling into this fickle, egocentric person's whims, I feel like it would help me coping with the guilt if I tried to remember that, like, I'm not getting validation from this little person right now, but that's also because this little person is not here to validate me. So another thing I came up with, something that I will say does really help is surrounding yourself with supportive mommies and, like, mommy friends. Like, build a tribe. You guys know y'all are my tribe, and I am so thankful for you guys. There's so many days that y'all send me little messages or that I post something I'm uncomfortable with, and y'all just kind of like cheer me up. And, like, you might not know it, but I was just crying like 10 minutes before, and I was just like, oh my god, I needed this, you know? And so, like, really just building that tribe, like, finding mom friends. Hey Janet, hey girl, gang. You know, finding mom friends who it's like that you can go to when you're feeling drained, you know, whether that be emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, that you can really just lean on. Like, oh, that shit is so necessary. And then don't be a stubborn, hard-headed ass like me and actually lean on them. But building that support system is, like, really important. I will say for myself,
particularly 2020 and this 2021, it's been really hard because like my mom is trapped in Kenya because of COVID. So normally my mom comes back every few months and she stays for a month and she like helps out. And it's just like, I love when my mom comes now, because I didn't always love when my mom came. But now, at this stage in our relationship, I love when my mom comes because for the month that she's here, it's like I have a stable two-parent household. I get to go out there and like bust ass and focus on my shit, and like my mom holds it down like she's me. Like she just, you know what I'm saying? She just, she be rocking that shit and it's great. So it's been, you know, hard not having her here, or not having her able to come here because of travel restrictions due to COVID. I will say I've been very, very blessed to have a stepmom who just loves being a grandmother. And so because my stepmom just is just, she's so loving with my son, that's been so helpful because she's really been my saving grace, to just really like help me push through, because I wouldn't be able to accomplish anything I've accomplished lately if it weren't for having that support system. So like while I am up here venting and low-key complaining and telling y'all how hard it is and how, you know, I do wish I had the ideal setup, that I don't want that to take away from the fact that like I'm so, so grateful for my support system, and I do recognize that I do have support in my life, and like I would never try to downplay that. Let's see. Another thing that you can do to cope with your mommy guilt, and I think this is probably the biggest thing that pushes me through it, is creating an identity for yourself outside of motherhood. A decision I made very early on in my motherhood journey was that I was not gonna let my identity be Justin's mom. I needed to be Simone. Partly because I feel like I had lost so much of myself, and I'm so proud of myself because I feel like at 27 I'm finally getting to know her again. Like I'm finally me again. And it feels really good to say that and to feel that and to feel that wholeness. But it wasn't something that just happened. I had to really cultivate an identity for myself outside of my roles as mother, sister, daughter, because those roles are all nurturing roles that have always taken over my life. And so for me, something I did really early on was like I wanted to make sure I had an identity outside of those three things, and I fought really hard like hell to jump through all the inconveniences and obstacles to have that identity and to have a life outside of motherhood, even when I do feel guilty about it. It's not that I don't feel guilty about having a identity and happy, joyful life outside of my child. I feel guilty about being happy outside of my child all the time, because society programs you, particularly as a woman, like your only joy and happiness is supposed to come from your kids, and also for men too. Like, it's total bullshit. Your kids are a stop on your journey. They're a leg of the journey. They are not the whole journey, okay? Like, at least not for me. And if that is your whole journey, more power to you. God bless you. But for me, I recognize that is not my whole journey, okay? My kid is a part of my journey. And so, I mean, yeah, I feel guilty as fuck all the time about being a happy individual outside of my child. But at the same time, I prioritize finding happiness outside of my child, because like I said, kids are egocentric and fickle. If your happiness is literally only your child, like one, it'll just be fleeting. And two, you know, this is kind of like a little tangent offshoot, but I think it's relevant, right? For me, I was a kid who grew up in a very toxic household. My parents were married for a lot of my childhood, but they were extremely, extremely, extremely toxic to each other. And just, they created a hell-like toxic environment most of the time with their fighting. So, you know, I'm trying to find the nicest way to say this. Basically, one of my parents, who I will not, you know, I won't say by name. It ain't my mama, but I won't say who it is. One of my parents definitely made me their happiness source. Because they were unable and are unable to source it themselves, they pulled a lot of that from me. And as a child, you're willing to take on that role because you don't know any better, but that is a very dangerous space to be in as a child and to put your child in. Because it turns them into a people pleaser. It teaches them that their needs, that their comfort and care is secondary. It teaches them that their purpose is to make you, the parent, happy, not to live their own life. It's just, it's a very narcissistic and toxic thing, right? And so for me, being somebody who experienced that in my childhood and then got to a point in my adolescence where I realized, like, fuck, this has really fucked my head up and done a lot of, like, damage, like, I had to go start reprogramming that I am not a happiness source for anybody else. And so, and that meant no one could be a happiness source for me. Like, my happiness had to be intrinsic, right? And that's kind of even what got me, you know, that's kind of one of those things that got me started on this journey. But really, like, creating an identity for myself in parenthood that is not attached to parenthood has really helped me not allow my son to be my happiness source, because I would not be happy. Like, I would not. So yeah, that's just something I encourage all moms and dads to do. Like, get you a hobby, get you an identity, get you a life that does not revolve around your kids. Find you some things that make you real happy outside of the kids. Like, you have to. It, as a mother, if your only joy is your kids, you're setting yourself up for fucking failure. And I say that because at the end of the day, your kids will get older one day. And what are you going to do then? Who will you be then? You know, you need to take care of you. Even when the raggedy ass kids try to stand in the way of that, because they will. That is literally like the inconvenience of parenthood, is that your kids are going to try their hardest to stand between you and you. That's just what it is. So you got to make a bridge between yourself and yourself so that you can, you know what I'm saying? You can have a little bit of you that the kids don't just suck it all up, okay? So, yeah, go ahead and get you some hobbies, girl. For me, the way I have my identity outside of motherhood is through my career, through this podcast, through the things I enjoy doing. Like, I love cooking. I love baking. You know, going on little nature walks, hikes and stuff. And it's not to say that I don't incorporate my child into these things sometimes. It's just to say that these things are for me. And do I feel guilty sometimes when I go and take a 2-hour hike by myself because I know that my kid really loves going on hikes with me, but I really, really needed 2 hours of peace and quiet and silence to be alone with my thoughts and to filter through things and organize it out? I do feel a little guilty. But overall, the joy that that brings me overrides that guilt. And I think, you know, when I start to feel like I feel, you know, recently, which is just super drained, super overwhelmed, like I can barely keep my head above water, like I'm just drowning, I have to be even more intentional in these moments to incorporate in those pieces of me that aren't just, you know, motherhood or work, and just do those things that are really for myself. So I should probably bring back my self-care Saturdays, because right now the only like rest time I have scheduled every week is half a day on Fridays, and I work all 6.5 other days of the week. And I probably do need at least a whole day. I don't really know how I can get that, because the thing is, right now I'm willing to sacrifice for my dream. Like, I love my work. I love what I'm doing. I love my dream, and I want to see it come to fruition. So like, I'm willing to sacrifice, but at the same time, like, sustainability wise, I don't want to feel like I'm drowning all the time. And I don't want to always feel so pulled between like my work and my child. So, I gotta find a little bit of balance, I guess. So, I guess that's what I'm gonna work on. Which will also be easier as soon as the semester's over, because, you know, school completely just takes over your life for the most part when you're in it. So yeah, the last one and always the best one is fuck those haters. Fuck the mom haters and the mom shamers. Ignore the little comments from your older family members of like, oh, where the baby at? Or you'll never have your child. Ignore that shit. Ignore the hating ass moms who are like, where are your mommy and daddy? Why are they always at work? Bitch, because some of us are not stay-at-home moms and miserable with your whack-ass husband, you racist-ass bitch. I really don't like those neighbors. She can catch these hands. Anyways, fuck the haters. Don't listen to the little comments they make. Don't let people get in your head. At the end of the day, like, unless somebody's walked in your shoes, they don't motherfucking know. Like, for real, that's how I be feeling. Like, good or bad, I'ma die on my little hill. Unless you've walked in my shoes, I don't give a fuck what your opinion is about how I'm living my life. Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to do what's best for me and make it happen for me and play the cards that have been dealt to me. So you got to play your cards. I got to play my cards, right? So with that being said, just ignore the haters. Ignore the people who try to make you feel bad about, who try to make you feel bad like you're not doing enough for your child when you really are trying your fucking best. Because there are people like that who will do that to you. There are people like that that will, you know, they're feeling miserable, they want company, or they're, you know, trying to put you down so they can feel like they're a good parent because they're already struggling with their parental guilt or whatever. You know, that just is what it is, and you got to recognize that for what it is, and you got to say fuck them people, and you just got to keep it pushing. And just remember that therapy is readily accessible now, so your kids will go to therapy. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, y'all. That's where I'm at. I'm like, if I fuck up accidentally because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, I'll just pay for therapy because I'm trying my best and I don't always get it right, but I try really, 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 really hard, and I'm only human. So that's where we're at. And yeah, I don't really have much else to say today. I just need to get that off my chest, for real, for real. I appreciate y'all for coming today to chilling in this hot box with me. I don't really even want to do a question of the day today, to be 100% honest with you. So I'm just going to move with that feeling and let this be the vibe as we exit. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all are my tribe. We can lean on each other, so let's lean on each other. I definitely still want to do the fundraiser this year to give away $500 gift cards or cash apps to mommies, single mommies, for Christmas. So that's definitely still on my to-do list. I got a lot on my to-do list, but pray for me. We're going to get it done. And yeah, I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. Thank you for sitting in this hot box with me. Thank you for always rocking with your girl. Comment, rate, subscribe. Follow me on Instagram. Do all of that, okay? Do all of it. I'm gonna go finish this J and get some work done before I gotta pick up my son from daycare. Have a great day.
If I fled from your side tonight, I would die, 'cause when I think about your pretty eyes